during the in between segments, Joe confessed that was his insane little idea to send these out to different radio stations. That's stupid. It's just stupid. Were you here last week when I said if I could go back in time, I'd let all the Jews die? You were sitting right next to me when I said that. I say stuff like that all the time. Well, yeah, don't talk to me off mic. Yeah, it's taken out of context. But that's how, that's what happens. People take something you say out of context and they go run and cry to your sponsors, "Oh, yeah, it's Jews. We're not going to buy your hot dogs anymore." Actually, it wasn't really, it was taken out of context. It was in the context of how much I hate a three-year-old child. How long do you think Coca-Cola is going to hang around and pay to advertise on a show like that? 22 seconds? I said I wanted to curb stomp a three-year-old yesterday. I said it here. You're right, I said it 5 minutes ago. I realize that I'm a much worse person than I was 4.5 months ago. Before this child moved in. But you gotta understand how much I love to just smash his little head. No, you gotta understand, it's like Chinese water torture, man. It's like Clockwork Orange. Like the guy, you had to sit there and they taped his eyes open and made him watch all that stuff until it drove him crazy. That's what's happened to me. That's what's going on. Soon I'll be to the point where, like, if I just see a three-year-old Mexican, I'm going to start retching and throwing up like the guy, like, on that movie. Oh, Mad Max is going to be, there's like a 6-hour block of Mad Max coming up. And I was thinking about the first one, there's that scene. I'm gonna watch it where Mel Gibson's, his wife, I've seen these movies all a million times. His wife is running with the baby, and there's this biker gang that's gonna run her down. They're on like a long stretch of highway. Her car breaks down, and she just grabs the kid and runs as though she can outrun these motorcycles. And then you're watching the motorcycles barrel down on her, and you're watching her run, and the motorcycles barrel down and her run, and then the perspective changes to where the camera's on the ground, and you just see the motorcycles run over you as the camera, and then you see the little shoe go flopping off like from the kid. It's kind of a ridiculous. The first movie is ridiculous. But anyhow, I'm watching it just for that scene. Get him. Yeah, get him. Yeah, crush that kid. Yeah. Woo! They got him. That's where I'm at, man. It's not my fault. I'm stuck here. I got a lease. You know what I noticed too about Mel Gibson? His wife is always dead in every movie he's in. She's either dead or gets killed during the movie. He's always a widower in all of them. Mad Max, she got killed. All the Lethal Weapons, he was a widower. Even that M. Night Shyamalan movie, he was a widower. Every movie I can think of, he's a widower or his wife dies. Think about it. So, I mean, you can tell he's married. He won't take a movie unless he gets to watch his fictional wife die on the big screen. Yeah, I'll do it, but how about we have the wife get killed by a biker gang? I want that on the big screen, and then I'll do your movie. All right, anyhow, let's go. I asked a reader to send in, she emailed and said she was having a bad week, and I said, well, send in your bad week, because I can fix it. I can fix it, no matter what's happening to you. So she sent me an email. And Joe, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is cut off. The whole left side of this. He just, instead of cutting and pasting her email into, like, Word and printing it, he just hit print from the MySpace page. And now the whole left side is, look, the whole left side's cut off. What am I supposed to do with this? There's like an inch missing from the right-hand column. I can't read any of this. It's gibberish now. Now what are we supposed to do? We told that girl whose name we're not supposed to mention we were gonna... Next time. All right, come back next week. for that. Nice going. You'll never be my producer if someone hires me. I'm telling you right now. That's it. It's fine. I'm going to move on to the swine flu anyhow. Because I'm watching morons on CNN squawking to the government that the swine flu isn't here yet. When are we going to get our swine flu? And then some government official saying, telling people, don't panic. We don't want riots and blah. People are going to riot to get the swine flu vaccine. For a disease that I guarantee none of... we don't even know it's a problem yet. We don't. Do you know anyone who's died from the swine flu? I don't know anyone who's died from the swine flu. Let's just start with anecdotal evidence. When people on your block start dropping dead, then you can worry about it. And this vaccine... What happened to all the crackpots out there who didn't want to get injected with the anthrax vaccine? Where'd all those guys go? Is it because swine flu sounds scarier? I think that's it. Because I know if this was called the morning dove flu, no one would give a rat's ass. You wouldn't even get a day off of work. I got the morning dove flu. Tough shit. Get in here. All of a sudden, everybody wants a vaccine from the government. We try. If you listen to nothing else I say ever, really, honest, please, I'm begging you people out there. Everything I've ever done or said or written, if you remember nothing of it except for this, just remember this. Don't trust the government to do anything. Don't go to them for help, ever. Ever. The government is not a referee. The government's not God. The government isn't one single malevolent entity. The government is 100,000 different assholes who couldn't cut it in the private sector. That's what government is. It's all the same assholes you deal with everywhere else, except they can't get fired. You got it? So you got... I'm watching these people scream and bitch to the government to hurry up and get the vaccine. Now, the government on a good day is incompetent, okay? If you want to believe that this disease is an actual issue and you're going to die from it, fine. I think that's a stretch, but fine. I mean, you're only basing that on what the CDC said. The CDC found 4,000 people who died from the swine flu, right? And everybody's panicking, oh, 4,000 people, that's a lot. Well, not in a country of 300 million, but take a step back. That's 4,000 people on the planet that died from the swine flu, and that's in a year. Does it start to seem a little more insignificant now? Because you know most of those 40,000 people were... 4,000 people were in third world countries. I don't think anything that happens in China or Malaysia counts at all. Because if you live on top of each other like a bunch of rats, anything can kill you. What the hell? What was my point now? Anyhow, you want to believe it's a problem? Fine. I think it's a stretch, but go ahead and believe that. Now, if you want to believe that the government can actually come up with a vaccine and distribute it on a good day, fine. But now you take that same government and you rush them to get something done? Forget it, Jack. You're not injecting me with anything that a government agency had to rush to get done. Who the hell knows what's in there? Yeah. These people must make huge mistakes all the time. They almost launched missiles a couple times during the Cold War on accident. Who the hell knows? It could be the wrong dosage. Right? It could be the wrong vaccine. Something could get mislabeled. You know what I'm saying? Accidents happen, especially when you rush things. And when an agency that's known for being incompetent is rushed, even worse. And I don't care if I sound like a crackpot. But here's the larger problem. Nobody gave a damn about this until they started hearing that there wasn't enough vaccine. Then all of a sudden everybody worried. Like we're a bunch of five-year-olds trying to get Tickle Me Elmo on Christmas, you know? You sort of wanted Tickle Me Elmo, and then you heard the stores were selling out, and then, oh, Mom, you gotta get me Tickle Me Elmo. I gotta get the swine flu. Please, 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 I'll be good. I'll clean my room. Hey, what's the matter with you assholes? I need you assholes to think, okay? Because I am in a country where I get one vote. Now follow along with me here. There are evil people out there, all right? Hitler was evil. Saddam Hussein was evil. Pol Pot was evil. You know what, you lefties? You thought Joe McCarthy was evil, and Nixon was evil. So there you go. We can all agree there's evil people out there, or sinister, or diabolical, or whatever the hell you want to call it. They're watching, okay? They're out there, and they're watching how stupid we are. And how this little disease that isn't even a problem at all got our butts all in a tizzy, and now we're screaming and begging for a vaccine. They're watching this. I don't remember if it's Lenin or Stalin, probably both, or Marx. You create a crisis, and then you solve it by taking away their rights. People will do anything. They'll give up their rights if you just can scare them. Right? And here's a perfect example of it. Pay attention to these things. Think! Because I only get one vote. And the best part is, we already had swine flu in the late 70s. We already had a strain of this. So if you're over 30, you don't really have to worry. You don't have anything to worry about. Nobody over 30 is getting sick because we already ran through this. So we got a bunch of assholes beating on the door of the CDC asking for a vaccine that they already got 30 years ago. Idiots. Like I say, you know, don't trust the government. Don't go to it for help. You know who I trust? I trust McDonald's to make a cheeseburger that doesn't make me sick. And you know why? Because there's a monetary reward for them. See? I trust capitalism. Because if McDonald's makes a crappy hamburger, I go to Burger King next week. And they don't have any money. See, capitalism, the beauty of it is you get people, even people who are evil and sinister and greedy, still have to do some... benefit their fellow man in order to make money. You know, there's monetary reward in them benefiting their fellow man by making a good cheeseburger. And that's the other thing. Why don't you just go get the vaccine from some... Why don't we have some private company making this vaccine and we all buy it? And then if you're poor and stupid, you can get a voucher from the government or something. Like you get for everything else. Oh, remind me about their heat. But let me just finish this. Because this is what people forget too. My head's gonna explode. And I'm tired. I don't have the gas for two of these segments. I'm not getting any sleep for this because of this asshole. What was I saying? The government doesn't have a vaccine making section really. They're gonna get this vaccine from other pharmaceutical companies anyhow. So why are we going through the government? When we just had a pharmaceutical company do it and paid for it ourselves, we'd all have the vaccine that we don't even need anyhow. But there's an extra step here that we don't need, and it's called the government. Okay, speaking of vouchers, they have no heat downstairs because we have an oil-burning furnace for the entire house. I'm in a duplex. And how that works is, you fill the oil-burning furnace tank with oil, and it burns the oil, and it heats the house. But that runs out, see? So the dumb broad downstairs apparently doesn't realize that... I told her like a month ago, you're almost out of heating oil. I said, you're burning through this awful quick. Oh, well, I'm going to get heat assistance anyhow. You know, the government's going to pay for her heat. I said, well, that's great, but... you better get cracking on that because the government isn't really quick with paperwork, and you're still going to have to order the heating oil. We're not the only house in Wisconsin that runs off of heating oil. It's pretty common. So they're not going to, you know, you're not going to be able to call them and they show up tomorrow with 400 gallons of heating oil. Yeah, I'll take care of it. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, you know, the kids... licking its own ass in the corner to clean itself. You'll take care of it, great. So then two weeks ago, I said the same thing, and then a week ago, I said the same thing, and now, you know, like 5 days ago, she had a day left. I said, you know, you're going to be out of heat in like a day. Oh, well, I'm going to go do that. Yeah, great, whatever. Child has now made a nest in the couch by chewing up the cushion. Made itself a bird's nest, just huddled into the couch for warmth. The next day I go down, you know what, you're out of heat. Oh, well, I've been really busy. You know, now she's like rattling off excuses. Like, what are you telling me for? Tell him, the shirtless gremlin you have there. Yeah, well, I'm going to go. I said, whatever. I'm just letting you know that when you turn that thermostat, nothing comes out but dust. That's because you're out of heating oil. And yeah, I'm in the same boat, but I'm not putting any heating oil in there because they're just going to use it. You know what I mean? How it works is we split the heating oil. So I'm not putting in another dime. And I don't care because I don't mind the cold and I don't have any children running around that are going to get pneumonia and die. I've got Russian blood coursing through my veins. The cold doesn't bother me. And even if it did, I would happily, just end up like Nicholson at the end of The Shining, just frozen solid with a big smile on my face, knowing that they went down with me. Oh, I've been praying. I hate winter because there's no sun, but I've been praying for it to go, come on, before she gets that heating oil. Come on, get cold. I've been like watching the weather. Oh, it's going to be down to 35 tonight. Oh, yes. I know it's sick, but look, it's where I'm at right now. So anyhow, yes, they have no heat. Mother of the year down there. I've been really busy. Busy doing what's more important than heat, other than food. It's November, dipshit. What's their story? So, where's mother I've ever... Ugh. Like, a crack whore would make sure her house was heated, you know? So, and plus, I look forward now to the house burning down because she's heating her house with her oven. Or, you know, the little baboon knocks a space heater over or something. So that'll be good. Better remind me... Joe, remind me, I'm giving you all my computer files when you leave here. I'm giving you copies of everything. Because it's 50-50 odds that they burn this house down. It is. We're done. I'm over time. www.angrydrunkgraphics.com. They've got a Christmas party that I'm going to be at. They've got bands. They've got artists. And I think it's December 12th, but go to www.angrydrunkgraphics.com. I'd like to thank the Iowa Comic Book Club for putting on a great show last weekend. www.lockjawx. They are responsible for my bumper music, even though they don't know it. So if I've said something that pissed you off, don't take it out on Lockjaw because they have no idea I'm using their music for my bumper. And is that everybody? I think that's it for now. See you next time. Until then, think. Oh, wait! Wait. Don't go yet. We need a title for this podcast other than podcast. So as long as you people are listening in substantial numbers, and I'm going to be doing this every week, we should probably figure out something to call it. I'm terrible at naming things, so come up with something. See you next time. Till then, think. No, they'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.